Jamie, as I welcome you into Racing HQ, our complete condolences from this part of Australia go to everyone in New Zealand, particularly the folk around Christchurch, for everything that has happened in that area. They've been through so much in the last few years, let alone the unbelievable circumstances of yesterday afternoon. Hello to you, mate.
Hi, Andrew. How are you? Devastating afternoon, and as you say, the earthquake, and now this, it's terrible.
It is. Our thoughts are with everybody in the community of that area. You mentioned the earthquakes and everything, and then for something like this to occur. So, as I say, we can only repeat that Australia, and particularly our listeners and viewers, are thinking of everyone over there on the circumstances of yesterday. Jamie, I'm not too sure whether you've learnt it so far, but we've got a heavy 10. We've had 33.5 mil basically overnight. What are your thoughts with Probabil?
Makes it very tricky. She trialled in the spring on a heavy track, but only over 600, so it's just completely different under race day conditions there today. Sort of one trial after a bit of a let-up. It's not ideal, but we need to run. We need to see where we're at as we head into, hopefully the size in 3 weeks.
The form guide says soft at Karaka Million. How soft was it?
No, it was pretty good.
No.
It was a nice track.
She's arrived in order, in good order?
Yeah, she has. Dad came over with her on Monday night, and she's stayed at Ramwick there, done everything right during the week, a little bit of work on Thursday, and should present in really good order. I think you'd be impressed when you see her in the flesh.
Yeah. Her style is obviously just sit back and swoop late.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen there today from the draw as well, so... if we can get the right run in the race, I'd say they'll be sort of centre track and hopefully she'll get home.
You talk about the sires with her. If she happened to win impressively today, would the slipper be tempting?
We'll leave that decision up to Brendan and Joe, but of Cambridge Stud, Brendan and Joe Lindsay, who do own the filly. So, she's still got a nomination. And sort of depends how we go today because she doesn't have enough stake money at this stage.
No. All right, all seems full steam ahead here. Everyone seems happy.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the challenge. It's not easy coming over to Australia at any time, let alone trying to beat them with a 2-year-old. I've had good success with staying 3-year-olds, but this is a completely different kettle of fish.
Sure.
Jamie, we know, it's a totally, you've spoken about the track, but she has got the knack of letting down good, hasn't she, as we saw in the Karaka Million?
She does. She's a really exciting horse, and hopefully they go a good tempo, which they should, and it might set it up for something to get home from off the speed a bit.
All right, thanks for your time. Anything special over there today we should be following?
Got a couple of nice fillies in the Oaks. A filly called Savion Blanc that's drawn well, should get a nice run in the race. Should be a really good each way chance, and we've got an exciting 2-year-old colt called Equinox in as well, hopefully on his way to New Zealand size in 2 weeks' time. So keep an eye out on those.
All right, we'll watch for those with the New Zealand Oaks being run there. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Jamie.
Thank you.